All right, all right. Hallelujah. He's got great things in store for you. And faith moves mountains. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll get going here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your presence in this room. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. I honor and magnify you. Lord, we submit to you in all your ways, all your leadings. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Father, we invite you to do anything and everything you want to do tonight. Lord, as we not only submit, we surrender to you. We don't belong to us. We belong to you. And Lord God, we thank you for taking ownership of us and making something beautiful out of our lives. Healing us, blessing us, saving us, increasing us. Lord, life is truly something good now. We thank you for it. Thank you for it. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Everybody said amen. Don't forget, next Sunday is baby shower in the fellowship hall for Clark and Caroline. It's from 2 to 4. There goes my buddy. Hey, Chandler. Hey, Chandler. How you doing, buddy? All right. From 2 to 4, and we will not have services next Sunday night, okay? So look at your neighbor and say, you get a day off. Part of a day off, half a day off. Got to come Sunday morning now. So anyway, and got to come to baby shower, except for us men. We do not have to attend. No Sunday school? Okay, no Sunday school. You got that, Keith? No Sunday schools next Sunday. But we'll have church that morning, and then no services that night. Okay? And does everybody know where she's registered? Amazon, Walmart, Oklahoma Gifts, Babyland. That's it. They'll take 3 gifts from each place. Diapers, diapers, diapers. Yes. Do what? I didn't say that. She did. She said, cast that man out of that devil. Isn't it good to have a great time in church?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I tell you, the Holy Spirit just showed up. We said amen a while ago. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just pray and ask the Lord what he'd have us to do here. We can do that, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said to them, go into all the world. Last time I looked at my map, Oklahoma's in there. It's part of the world. And preach the gospel to every creature. Last time I looked, there's some creatures on the earth. That's interesting. Yeah. Hallelujah. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, lay hands, they shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They, believers, shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. Amen? Amen?
Yeah.
Okay. Hallelujah. What is believing? Question. What is believing? What is faith? Hebrews 11:1 says what? Now faith is. Everybody say now. Faith is. Faith is. Faith is alive. Faith is powerful. Faith is a spiritual force that we are to live by. Amen? It's a profound, unquestioning trust and belief in God. And if we believe in God, we have to believe in His Word as well. Amen? So when we believe His Word, the Bible says, the Word says that faith will come in us. Our faith will grow. We have a measure of faith in us. And as we read the Word of God, hear the Word of God, faith comes and faith begins to grow. And with this faith, you can move mountains. With this faith, you can heal the sick. With this faith, you can raise the dead. With this faith, you can declare and receive blessings. All of God's promises are yes and amen. But we have to do one thing. Believe. And say it out loud. I'm a believer. Not a doubter. I am an active believer. Not a part-time believer. I am an active every day, 365, 24/7 believer. I walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. I am more than a conqueror. I am an overcomer. I can't go under for going over. Everything I set my hand to will prosper. My home will prosper. My health will prosper. My business will prosper. The place I work for prospers. I have favor with God and with everyone. I have favor, grace, favor with everyone and with God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You sort of know this, but then somebody says it, you know, it sort of hits you different. I was watching Bill Winston the other day. And by the way, if you can get Bill Winston, watch him. I'm telling you. But don't do it just before you go to bed. You just need to record it and watch it in the day, because you can't sleep a wink once you hear it. I'm telling you. So anyway, but he said, he was talking about faith and favor, and he said, and he just made a comment. He said, favor ain't fair. And it's not. If you're the teacher's pet, like probably Mike was. You see, favor ain't, he gets to do things that you don't get to do. And well, all the little kids say, that ain't fair, that ain't fair, that ain't, that's what the devil says about you.
Yeah.
It ain't fair, it ain't fair, it ain't fair. It's not fair. But my Jesus is alive. It wasn't fair what the devil did to him. Amen. Of course, the devil didn't. Jesus allowed it to happen.
Right.
It ain't fair. It ain't fair, but I got it. Hallelujah. And I'm going to milk it for all I can. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, I'm going to rub it into some of my friend's nose. Hallelujah. I got the favor. God loves me more than he does Dina. What did he tell you?
Just the same.
Oh, okay. Well, he loves me and you more than he does Mary Jane.
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. Well, he loves Mary Jane, Dina, and me more than he does Ann.
I'm a favorite.
You're a favorite, right? You're one of the Ike families. We used to do this all the time, just start going around the building. I love more. God loves me more than so-and-so. I got favor like that. But anyway, God loves us all the same. Isn't that wonderful? He's no respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of faith, because you cannot please him except by faith. So if you're strong in faith, you're going to please God more, and you're going to have more favor. So I'm strong in faith. I'm not going to bend. I'm not going to bow. I'm not going to waver. Glory be to God. And when I get thrown in the fire, I'm going to come out, and I'm not even going to smell like smoke. Hallelujah. Y'all ever gone to a restaurant or convenience stores? Used to be the worst, where they fried all that chicken all the time. So you walk in feeling good. You know, you just got a shower fix and go somewhere and had to stop and get some gas or something. You go in and pay and walk out and smell like grease. You know, good. You know, yuck. But anyway, it won't be on you. That old sin scent is gone. Amen. That old why me scent is gone. That old poor as me is gone. In fact, that tattoo I had said born to lose is gone. Amen? Hallelujah. Doesn't matter where you've been, what you've been through, it's where you are now. Because now faith is. Faith is so wonderful. It is a tool. It levels the playing field. It don't matter if gas gets to $14 a gallon. It still costs the same. Faith. Houses cost the same. Faith, clothes. Everything costs, because we all believe in God for everything we got now. Amen? I remember growing up in a land far away a long, long time ago, over in Nelson. My uncle had a service station. We bought gas for 38 cents a gallon. Now, some of you old timers remember it cheaper than that. 25 cents. This is the truth. You can get $2 worth and ride all afternoon. Even if your daddy's big old 60 Pontiac is from here to that wall right there, going down the road. Woom, woom. Hallelujah. Or all piling into my friend's little red Volkswagen, had the little sunroof in it. We'd just pack that thing full and stand up and looking at the roof, going around town in Nelton. We didn't come to Oklahoma. It's a rough place. But glory to God. Isn't that amazing? But who had 38 cents back in those days? I mean, I'd work an hour for 50 cents. Work all day for $5. And many of y'all, some of y'all, I know Ann's mom at the garment factory, they work for 25 cents an hour or something like that. I mean, what's that figure out for 40 hours? Not much. Not much. Most people today make more in an hour than they did 3 or 4 days back in those days. But you know what? You could buy a 25-pound sack of flour for $2 or less. That's a lot of biscuits. Amen? I bet you Ann had spent, she had made 25-pound biscuits in her life. She didn't have to. Mamma did. And we're glad, aren't we, Debbie? Because when Mamma was cooking, we were there. Right, Carolyn? You betcha. I'm telling you, Mamma could cook a chocolate cake, and she had 8 children, and all lived close by except for Bobby and Ann. They lived in Greenville. And nobody talked to anybody. But she could bake a cake, a chocolate cake, and at 6:30, everybody's at the house. It's like radar. And then at 7:30, it's all gone. Hallelujah. It was just something about it. But you know, faith is what we are to live by. And there's two laws, the law of love and the law of faith. Love makes faith work. And then faith, everything you and I do to obtain, to be the, have the blessings of God, or to advance, or do whatever God wants us to, or to reach our destiny in God, or to whatever it is with God, we have to get there by faith. Isn't it true? Yes. Look at your neighbor and say, I need an upgrade of faith. And you're going to say, you can get one by listening to Jimmy. Right now. So faith is important, and faith is the most exciting thing, to grab hold of someone's hands, pray with them, and they get born again right in front of you. Greatest miracle of all time. I mean, it is beyond joy. Or to see them healed. Tumors removed, or sickness flee, or the report the next day is good report. Wonder why that happened. I just don't believe in that stuff. Well, guess what? You won't get it. Amen? Now, God's a good God, but it's by faith. 99% of the time. The other time is just, if he wants to, he loves you. Somebody's praying for you somewhere, and you might not have known it, but he did a miracle. Amen? We're all miracles, don't you think?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So now, faith is, we could just put that on the screen if you would, please. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. Is that faith? No. You got to believe it before you see it. I tell you what, that's a big hurdle for a lot of people, especially those people in Missouri. They just don't get it. The show me state, you know. They believe it after they see it. But the thing is this. When you believe God's word and you have him in your heart and he's caused you to be blessed and this and that, and really to come to the point of asking him into your heart, you've got to believe that he is, or you won't need to ask him. Something, the Holy Spirit is dealing with you, prayer from somewhere. Either your prayer, or grandma's prayer, or somebody's prayer has put you in this position, but you're going to have to believe that he is. Amen? You're going to have to believe that he's been raised from the dead. You have to believe that he forgives you of your sins, that by on that cross he paid the price, and by his blood we're set free. Hallelujah. And amen? And this is the bottom line for most of us in the time we were growing up, for sure, and I think it still holds true today. I got faith that I don't have to go to hell. Now, that word doesn't get said much in church, and most folks say, but it's still true. Amen? We can word it like this. I got faith I get to go to heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You don't have no more fear about death. Death has no sting anymore. Glory to God. You ever had those days you just wish you could just go on to heaven?
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's in the Bible. It's okay. But the power of prayer and the power of faith. Faith can move mountains. You ever tried to move a mountain? No. Have you even seen a mountain? I'm not talking about a hill. I'm talking about a mountain. We went out west one time with our good friends, the Osbournes. Took a little tour over there in the Grand Tetons. Hallelujah. Well, that's the mountains. We drive through there and you can't even look up and see the top. Beautiful. You ever try to move one of those things? We can't even push a car in neutral. But your faith can move mountains. So let's have hope and let's have faith that tonight when we leave here, our faith is up here. You see, your faith don't stay. Well, I got faith now, and I'll always have this amount of faith. No, you won't. You have the measure of faith. But that active part, the part that's strong and stays alive in you, ebbs and flows, and it's directly proportioned to the amount of word that you're listening to. No negative, only positive. No negative, only positive. This is life. The devil wants to put death in you. The world wants to put death in you. Friends and the people in the world say, you're not going to make it. You won't live to be 40. Your daddy had heart disease and you'll have heart disease. No, no, no. I done broke that curse. I've already broken that curse. So Jay won't have to go through that stuff. It's broken. Amen? Glory to God. You ought to get saved just for your kids. Hallelujah. Faith. Faith is exciting. You know, church is boring. You talk to people, won't you come to? I don't like going to church. I won't say, you come to ours. It ain't boring. You'll see things you never dreamed of before. I'm telling you. People running around the building like I'm, come on, Mary Jane, can you run? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory. Okay, she's about to beat me. I got to get around here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Na 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 na. Oh, she took her shoes off. No fair. That ain't fair. That ain't fair. Back up, Ted. That ain't fair. You must be one of the favorites of God. You could go barefooted in church. Hallelujah. If you're wondering why I'm being quiet a minute, I need to catch my breath. What about you, girl? She's good. Now listen, talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me right now. Weren't you diagnosed with something?
I was.
What was it, ma'am?
COPD.
COPD? Mm-hmm. People with COPD can't run around this building like that.
If they know Jesus, they can.
If they know Jesus, they can. What moved that mountain? A mountain of COPD was your faith. Glory to God. A man in a white coat with degrees, doctor in front of his name, said, "You have this, ma'am." Supposedly it is a death sentence. And it's slow. It's a slow, terrible death.
Yes. And I'm not going that way.
We're not going there. What do you choose? I choose faith. Now, she had symptoms. Doctors going by evidence of symptoms in the natural. Right. And that's perfectly, that's what they're supposed to do. Yeah. And if it weren't for doctors, I guess it's appropriate to say nurses as well, since we have some with us tonight. Some nurses as well. If it weren't for them, we probably wouldn't be here. Amen? I had a broken arm. If it weren't for a doctor, my arm would be like this. How did that thing? It went whoop, 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 like that. I'd be looking like this all the time. Hi, fine. Doctors and nurses, but they deal with a fact. You and I deal with truth. Yes. The fact is the sun's shining out there. It's a fact. But in a little while, it's going to be gone. Truth can change facts. A death sentence. We could might as well just say this. Let's just boil it down to it. You were raised from the dead. That happens a lot. We don't catch that part because we see it's the delayed thing. But you saved their life. Amen. Faith did that for you. Oh, come on. Yeah.
It's not only your breath in my lungs, but it's your lungs. You gave
yeah. New lungs. Glory to God. He reached back and got you some new lungs and boom, faith put them right in you.
Amen.
How'd that happen? I don't know, Gertrude, but I'm telling you what. It did. We don't have to. Look at your neighbor right now and say, you don't have to know everything. You don't want to know everything. Because people ask you all kinds of questions. And you ain't got time for all that. Faith is a core belief that God is God. He always has been, always will be. And that Jesus is the Son of God who was born of a virgin, lived on the earth, the sinless, spotless Son of the living God, the Christ, the Anointed One. And He lived on this earth. And he preached for about 3 years. Walked the earth and did miracles. Oh, thank you, Lord. I remember that. Do it. Did miracles. Raised and did all kind of miracles. Preached and told them that he is the way, the life, and the truth. And no one can go to the Father except through him. You need to get over this Hollywood religion stuff. Y'all have. Y'all have graduated. But a lot of people sitting in churches think, well, he's a good person. He's going to heaven. Hell's full of good people. Yeah. It's your relationship with the Lord. Amen. That's the deal. We rejected him. We all rejected him for a while. But praise God, Jan got saved. We're all glad, aren't we, April? Boy, I tell you what, I'd hate seen her when she wasn't. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. She would double sticks of dynamite. She is a nuclear bomb now. Hallelujah. But y'all all are. See what faith can do? You know what faith can do? Faith can reach into your future and pull it into your present.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Now, you got scripture? I sure do. Jesus was invited to a wedding. And he went. And they ran out of wine. I wonder if it was alcohol or not. That is beside the point. But they ran out of wine. Now, his mom was involved with the wedding and the party and stuff. And she comes to Jesus and said, they're out of wine. Do you know what he said to her? Woman, what's that got to do with me? It sure wasn't that quite that flippant, I'm sure. My hour has not come. You know what she did? She said, servants, with the water pots, come here. Whatever he tells you to do, you do it. She ignored him. But she knew who he was. She used her faith to pull into the future before Jesus' time ever came, got ready, and pull that wine into the present right then. And your faith can do that for you all the time. Amen? I want to have my own business one day. Well, get your faith on it. Reach out there. Pull that into your present. Faith is tomorrow. No, now faith is. It must. When we say faith and we say amen, we believe God, it's got to be just like it's there now. I have it now. Well, I don't look any different. I don't feel any different. My toe still hurts. My head still hurts. We still speak the Word of God, and the Word of God will change that. The faith that's produced by the Word of God will change the circumstances, right? And that's happened to us many, many times. Well, I got sick. I had to go to the doctor, so I don't guess I got good faith or strong faith. Get over that. No, 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 no. That has nothing to do with your faith. Nothing. They're instruments of God to bring healing. Amen. But we can live. This is part prophecy and part word of God, I guess you could say. But we can live. I believe it's God's will for us to live in divine life and divine health. Do we believe that?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Get you out of a wheelchair, won't it, Sandy? How many years in a wheelchair? Seven? About 7 years in a wheelchair. Can you imagine?
How long have you been out?
Huh? Been out 8 years. About 8 years. She's healed right now by the stripes of Jesus. Yes, amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. You're all miracles. Debbie, how long have you been cancer-free? 24 years. So she was 8. When she, no, I'm kidding. It's a long time ago.
What about Dennis?
What about Dennis? Same thing. Miracle, miracle, miracle. Miss Lucille. It's plus, I don't know of a lot of stuff goes on that's gone on in our lives, but, well, there's two right there, Pete and Donna. Pete wasn't even supposed to be able to drive back or get back to the hospital, and he did. Was it less than 1%? Something like that. I mean, his heart was just... But look at him today. He's fatter and sassier than he's ever been in his life. He's healthy as a horse. He's working, man. He's working. This guy had a heart that was shot, gone. God gave him a new one. Now, did he use a doctor? Yeah, he did. The doctors can do what they do, but only God can bring healing to that. They can cut you, but only God can heal it back up. Who do you think gave them the wisdom? You see, he's the creator. We're just creatures. And creatures don't tell the creator what to do. Amen. He heals foots have been foots. He heals feet. He heals our feet, our heels, a life-altering event. It's what the doctor told her. Her heel was crushed. Look at her now. Oh, Chandler. On the bottom of a swimming pool. Look what faith can do. Oh, my God. It'll give your house back to you, too. I'll never forget that cold December day. It was colder. It was cold. That's all I'm going to say. It was cold. Freddie, you read my mind, didn't you? I've been hanging around Freddie too. No, Freddie's been hanging around me too long. It was cold that day, wasn't it? I'll never forget you saying, the devil wish he never did this. Now you got a bigger, better, more beautiful house than ever. Amen. God don't just give back a little bit. He is excessive. He is an excessive giver. That's what love does. If you need $5, God will give you 10. I mean, that's what love does. By the way, no, I'm kidding. God, that's faith. When your little brown eyes pop open in the morning, they are brown, aren't they? Yeah, they are. Like two hickory nuts. I'm kidding. No, that's your head that's hard like a hickory nut, isn't it? She wadded her fist up at me.
At least she didn't hit you.
Well, that's an advantage. I got favor with her.
That's right.
She didn't hit
me. Favor.
When your eyes pop open in the morning, boom, all things are possible. The devil has a 19th nervous breakdown when you wake up. He has an Excedrin headache number 19. Amen? Glory to God. Faith moves mountains. Faith will cause headlights to come on. Natchez Trace coming up from Jackson. And Danny and Sarah's Mercury Montego. That was a long time ago. He's coming back from Jackson. How many know there's not many streetlights on the Natchez Trace?
Dark.
And it no moon either. I mean, it's dark. We just going up there and they just go out. Well, he and I both just hit the dash. Come on, lights, in the name of Jesus. Boop, they came on. But they didn't work the next night after we got home. They took it to the shop. But that's okay. We got home. God had the money. Dab's had some money to get his lights fixed. Isn't that great? Hallelujah. We've all had miracles like that. Well, we can have more. Our life should be an adventure. Amen. That when we wake up, bang, in the name of Jesus, I have what I say. God shows me stuff and it comes to pass. I will have that. We will have an airplane. We will go here. We will do that. All of you are going to be prosperous. You're going to be blessed beyond your wildest dreams. Amen. That you're going to live with divine life and divine health, that you prosper in health. Amen?
Amen.
Prosper and be in health. Did I say that? Prosper and be in health. Amen.
Prosper.
Say that. Put your faith on that. And guess what's going to happen? It's going to happen.
Amen.
If it doesn't, if that doesn't work, that's 3 John 2. Isn't that right, Carolyn? 3 John 2. She's got these Johns down now. I don't have to do that anymore. It's four books of John, you know, and she gets a little confused. But anyway, same guy, though. Prosper. Be in health. God is good. Hallelujah. Paige, you got faith, I know. Guess what? It works, doesn't it? And it's going to work tomorrow. It's not a dream. This is real stuff. Everybody say, this is real stuff.
Real stuff.
Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not real. Amen. Can you see the flu?
No.
Is it real? Yeah. Can you see life on the inside of me? Well, I hope you can. Because what's on the inside should show up on the outside. That's that's one of the definitions of grace. What's on the inside shows up on the outside. Hallelujah. We're all looking good, aren't we? Boy, that's pitiful. We got to start all over. Roll that tape back. We're starting all over. They didn't get that part. We're all looking better, aren't we?
Yeah.
Now, see, there's a great place to use your faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I may be having a bad hair day. Well, I have them pretty often. But anyway, I got hair. That's an advantage. Hallelujah. So I don't look good. Look. Oh. Oh, by the way, Jan, you have competition now. If you need a haircut, Mike's in the business. He's already tried on his own head. And I wonder if he paid himself. I don't think he did. Larry, what about that? But faith changes everything. Mike said, somebody has to be the joke. But you was the guy with the scissors. Praise God, y'all. This is fun, isn't it? To go to church and somebody tell you, you read it out of the Bible, that all things are possible to you. Yeah, but you don't know what it is. Oh. God chose to forget your past. You are a new creature. All those things have gone away. Don't go digging them up. The devil will try to do that for you. Tell him to take his shovel and go somewhere else. That man is dead. This is a new man. I've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I can go directly to God's throne of grace and get help anytime I need to. Amen? What gives you that right? What gives you that power? What gives you that ability to faith? Because if you didn't believe, you wouldn't do it. You remember those days before you got saved? Oh, God. For some of us, it's been quite a while. But you know, before I got saved, I knew the Bible. I knew all about the Bible. Cindy, can you believe that? I was such a jerk. And I would actually discuss the Bible with people. But the people I was discussing wasn't just as a jerk as I was. They didn't know anything either. But we had it figured out. Well, I don't believe in this. Well, I believe in that. Yeah, that's right. We didn't have any scriptures. And now after about 40-something years, back in those days, I knew it all. Now I realize I don't know as much a thimbleful, maybe. The more we go, the more we realize, hey, there's so much more to know. And everything we know, Dina, about God produces faith. And this is the victory that overcomes this world for me. And for you and for all of us is my faith. Yes. I got faith that'll move a mountain. Let's say it out loud. I have faith that will move a mountain. And I'm ready to move them. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Jesus is alive. Tomb is empty and the sun came up this morning. That's a pretty good head start. Whew. You cold over there? Where are we? Wow. I'm about to fall in that well again, Lynn. We used that bucket yesterday, Melody, washing windows. Now, I'm going to tell you what a great husband I am. Y'all need to hear this because you don't believe I am, but you need to believe that I'm a great husband. I helped Ann wash windows yesterday, work outside all day, while my favorite team, and a lot of other teams that I wanted to watch were playing ball on TV, and I did not watch. Debbie, wasn't that a good thing? Wasn't I doing good? Huh? One more than what? I mean, I have to wash windows. And washing windows, I use that blue bucket you gave me. And every time I look at that blue bucket, I think about you. That's my bucket that goes in my well. That's right. And we talked about wells the other night. Don't forget those wells. That well on March 11, 1976, where I found the Lord. Or he found me. Anyway, we ran into each other. God's good. All the time. So do not be discouraged tonight. Now. Everybody say now.
Now.
You don't have to wait. It's now. Because if you're waiting for it to see it, you're playing the wrong game. Now faith is. We've got to have faith to believe it now regardless of when, where, and how it manifests. Amen? So, put faith to work and let it work. It may take a turn here or there that you say, whoa, we've taken the scenic route, aren't we, Lord? He said, yeah, I want you to see and learn a few things. So it'll develop your faith even more. Not that he's holding. God never withholds anything from us. Never. But the due season is longer for some things than others. Hallelujah. Well, I see y'all getting tired now. I guess we need to shut down. Bill says no, so I keep going. I like Bill. He's one of my favorites now. I'm glad he's sitting closer so I can see his face. He said, no, son. Keep going. Hallelujah. Blame it on Bill. Song about Bill. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we got a song. Okay. So I think it's been an opportune time to have a song. And y'all feel better?
Yeah.
I got hope. Amen. Glory to God. That's what faith, that's what a message of faith will do for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It'll just... It's like, you know, I haven't been to a donkey ball game, basketball game. I mean, we used to have those when we were in school. I guess they outlawed them now. It's, you can't do it because of, what is it, animal cruelty and stuff. But anyway, they'd have those donkey ball games at Nelton, and they put those leather shoes on their hooves, you know, and you'd be playing basketball, and you'd have a team, and you got 10 donkeys running down the court. And then one of you starts about... make a little shot there, a layup or something, you're sitting on your donkey, and the guy, the owner, would stick it with a hot stick. Wow! That donkey let you go, boy. I'm telling you what, you better be hanging on. Amen. You ever do that, Lynn? I didn't do it either. I had brains. I had more sense than get on that donkey. I don't want to ride a donkey when it ain't stuck with a hot stick. Most of that's when it's electrocuted. Hallelujah. But just to let you know, none of the animals were seriously harmed. A few people were. Amen. I mean, one night, this boy is Steve Holland's little brother. He wound up underneath the donkey like this. And it's going down the court. That was a sight. That was a sight. You don't want to do that. Glory to God. So that's what faith will do. It's like a hot stick in your spirit, man. Whoa. Because faith moves the mountain. Faith brings your future into your present. You got it now. Yeah. Praise God. Well, how long was this song? What's the name of the song? Huh? Ooh. Glory to God. Well, sit. Hallelujah. Something in the water. Hallelujah. Something in faith. Faith in the water. Hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this good time we've had today and tonight. Thank you for our children, Lord God, our youth, and our leaders. And Lord God, we just say thank you. Lord God, that we've learned a little bit about faith. And Lord, we intend to learn a lot more because that's what pleases you. And that's how we obtain things, do commerce in the kingdom of God. So Lord God, we're all rich in you. We give you praise for this. And Lord, as we worship you now with this song, Lord God, may it speak to us and may it move our worship to a different place in you tonight. Because, Lord, you're what it's all about. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just a little
God, let's all stand. Must have been something in that water. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Doug, Karen. Y'all do so good up there. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a miracle in your mouth. The Word of God in you, in your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. How can I release the power of God in my life? Question number one, change my life. How can I release the power of God? I know He's in there. I know to have faith. I know to believe. I know this. How can I release the power of God? And John Osteen answered it for me in a book. Speak the word of God, and it will accomplish what it's sent to do. You release the power of God in you by speaking God's word. Do not say you can't. You say you can. With God's help, you can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Call those jobs in. Glory be to God. Jay testified at Tracy's the other night about we were in Houston, Texas, and on that Thursday, Friday, and while he was gone, his firm got 11 new jobs in one day. And several years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I guess, they were not as busy as they should be. And then God changed it. They got over $200 million worth of business in one day. In a month. That kept them busy for a while. If you go to Mississippi State or Ole Miss, you see some of their work. They built those buildings, some of those. Not all of them, but some of them. Hallelujah. You see, just speak these things. You're all a testimony of that. Guess what? It's going to get better. Yes. It's going to get better. Jan has testified. She put the pencil to it. No way she should have made that payment on that property, but she did every time. And now she owns that property. Yeah. Isn't that great? Some of you said, I'll never have a new house or a new car. Guess what? You do. Yeah. Because you got changed. You got changed. From a zero to a hero.
Yeah.
Now you're somebody on planet Earth, and the devil don't like you. But God's in love with you. Father, dismiss us now in the power of your Spirit and the knowledge of your word. Thank you, Lord God. We're not moved by what we see or what we hear or what we feel. We're moved by the invisible things, the eternal word of God. They cannot change. Thank you, Lord God. We are secure in you. And I give you all the praise for it. In the name of Jesus, everybody said amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody love them before you go. See you Wednesday night.